Good afternoon again, everybody. Welcome back. It's Farm Talk. I'm Mick Kerr, North Dakota Corn Council studio. On a typical Friday afternoon here in the Dakotas and Minnesota, we all want to get outdoors, so let's think about it and talk about it with North Dakota Game and Fish Department Outreach Biologist Doug Lear.
Yeah, it's always good to visit with you about the outdoors, Mick. I mean, I tell you what, for me, as I kind of say, is like the next best thing to actually being outdoors is talking about the outdoors, which is legitimately why you can talk about deer season any time of year. You can talk about deer season in March. People are like, oh yeah, how was your deer hunt last year? And so you can talk about deer season. You can talk about fishing. And sometimes, yeah, we do. We're all guilty. Sometimes we talk about it more than we actually get out there and do it, Mick.
So true. But let's talk about March 31st.
Yeah.
A lot of folks have a license in North Dakota. Minnesota's different. South Dakota's different. But in North Dakota, March 31st, the license you have, you will need a new one.
Right. And this is a really important point as we go through this weekend and leading into the April 1st deadline, is the fact that there's been a lot of things that you have been doing on last year's license. So April 1st is what starts our new licensing season in North Dakota. What that means is, if you buy a sportsman's license or a combination license, which is a very common one for people that love to hunt and fish in North Dakota, they buy the combination license because that includes your fishing license, your small game, your general game, your habitat stamp. That sportsman's combination license includes your trapping and your fur bear. So you can do legitimately everything from shooting a pheasant and a grouse to shooting a coyote and hunting mountain lions if you've bought that combination license. So it's a really dynamic, it's a really popular way to do things versus going through and buying a singular one of everything that I mentioned. How our system is set up is that our licensing year begins on April 1st. And I honestly don't know, and I've never asked why in the federal government does a lot of times, like, their budget system starts on October 1st and goes through September 30th. There's fiscal years that start on July 1st and go through June 30th. Government.
Who knows why?
Somebody
had a pork barrel reason for that, right? A long time ago, but now it's different.
Yeah, so I don't know the reason why. All I can tell you is that those licenses, they all expire on March 31st. And the best thing that I can advise you to do is to take care of the paperwork right now. I mean, you might not be going fishing until May when the rivers open up a little bit. You might be, you know, just a guy that loves to go grouse hunting and loves to go pheasant hunting. You can. If you want to wait until August, you can do that. But what a lot of people do is they try to buy it on April 1st and they go, okay, whew. Now, basically, until I apply for my deer license, I got most things taken care of. Oh, if I'm going to go crane hunting next fall, I'll have to buy a license to hunt crane. But for the most part, once you get that license taken care of, then you're set for, you know, you're set for the year. One other thing is that on April 1st, I said you need a new fishing license. That's when our new fishing regulations go into effect as well, Mick.
Okay. All right. Hey, before we go on to the new regulations, can we buy before next Tuesday?
Yeah. Yeah. You know what? Again, I apologize, because sometimes working in the business, you don't think as logically and rationally, because I'm like, yeah, you could buy one in early March. Right. So you don't have to. That's a very great point to make, Mick, is you don't have to wait until April 1st, and you didn't. Some of you maybe already have bought it, but you don't have to wait until April 1st. You can buy it right now and you'll be good to go. That's a great point, Mick.
All right, super. But you mentioned new regulations, new things that who changed this? Mr. Steinwand or the legislature?
Yes, yes, and yes.
Okay.
When we talk about the way you spend your time outdoors hunting and fishing in North Dakota, it is not just, you know, like one guy sits there and says, you know what, I think this year what we're going to do is we're going to change the way you transport fish. That's one of the changes that has taken place, is the transportation regulations for fishing in North Dakota. Now, I'm gonna give you a little bit of the gist of what this is. I'm also going to explain why. Now, for some people that have fished in Minnesota or in other states, when you're transporting your fish, other states, it may have always been that every two fillets equals one fish. Mm-hmm. So the mindset would be, if you if you traveled to Park Rapids in Minnesota or Detroit Lakes and you live in Bismarck, you got friends that live, you know, and you're transporting your fish, you've always been filleting your fish and transporting so that every two fish is equal, every two fillets is equal to one fish. Mm-hmm. Now, North Dakota, it's never been that way. So you could take a northern pike and you could clean it and you could cut that thing into 16 pieces and it's still one fish. Now, when I mention that scenario, just imagine if you're a game warden and there's five guys from the Twin Cities that came up pike fishing.
And they all caught record-sized.
On Devil's Lake.
Yeah.
And they spent the weekend up there. Now, you're a game warden and you've got three huge igloo coolers mm-hmm. full of what might be legally, they may legally have 50 northern pike. And you're a game warden, you're going, oh my lands, how am I supposed to figure out how many fish these guys took? Now, understand that we live in a world where, unfortunately, we have rules and regulations because other people don't follow them.
All right.
I mean, if everybody drove at a normal, rational speed, we wouldn't have to have a speed limit. I mean, that's the simple fact of the matter. But people don't. Mm-hmm. So we have speed limits out there, and they vary from Minnesota to North Dakota, from a four-lane interstate to a two-lane state highway in a back
residential road. Areas versus the four lane.
Yeah. Right? I mean, you and I can drive on some roads on Main Avenue in Fargo and it can go from 25 to 35 to 40 mm-hmm. in a matter of a half a mile. So what, one of the problems that our game wardens have had is exactly what I kind of explained, from Lake Sakakawea in central North Dakota to Devil's Lake, to some of the smaller bodies of water. We have a lot of anglers that will travel literally hours and hundreds of miles. They'll come from the Twin Cities and they'll go ice fishing in Vishik, mm-hmm. which if you're not from there, it's Wishik. It's in McIntosh County. It's in south central North Dakota.
Near Grass Lake, is it?
Or, yeah, exactly. Yeah. Green Lake, Grass
Green Lake.
Lake
yeah.
We've become such a mobile society and it's great where people can travel from Fargo to Dickinson to Lake Sakakawea to Devil's Lake to Lake of the Woods. They can travel across the Midwest. They can head down to pier fishing on one day and up to Bismarck the next day. What that's done is it's made it more difficult for game wardens to catch some of the people that may be illegally doing that. Mm-hmm. So our regulations have been updated now that if you are cleaning fish and you're going to be transporting those fish, every two pieces is considered one fish. Now, there is an exception because there's those great walleye cheeks. There's those great wings. They are not considered a fillet. So don't get too uptight if you think, well, I take the fish cheeks out. Do I have two of those? Is that considered a fish? No. We made a couple of exceptions. And I think, you know, as does it make it maybe a little bit more difficult for the legal angler? It does. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm not gonna blow smoke up your kilt. It does make it a little bit more of a challenge for the legal anglers. But if you've ever been at a fish cleaning station and you've seen and gone, man, look at those guys. You know, they're taking so many more fish. Well, at least what that does now is it helps level out the playing field. So at least if the game warden comes, he's able to legally and effectively enforce the laws that are now on the books. So that's a really big change that's taken place in North Dakota. And I think when people get past the change and realize why it's into effect, hopefully they can understand and appreciate it a little bit more, Mick.
And those two fillets, whether they're bite size or a foot long,
right?
It's two fillets.
And that's the thing, is you bring it up. Whether it's, I mean, a northern pike, yeah, legitimately, you might want to put that into six pieces or into eight pieces, but every two is going to count as one fish. Okay. So if you're at a fish cleaning station, you've got a big pike, just cut it into two pieces and then bring it home and then finish it off. Then, you know, then break it down into smaller packages that you're going to store. Because two fillets from a perch is one fish. Two from a walleye is one fish, two from a pike. So it doesn't differentiate between the size of the fish and the species of the fish, Mick.
Okay, got time for one more regulation.
You bet.
And what is that?
The other regulation is that we made some adjustments in the bass limits, and we're going to provide more opportunity for people to bass fish on smallmouth bass on places like Lake Sakakawea, the Missouri River, Oahe Audubon, Lake Ashtabula, Hart Butte. Your smallmouth bass limit used to be three. Now it's 5. And again, that's giving people more of an opportunity. So that's a couple of the highlights on the regulations, Mick. There's other ones out there. Before you head out there, we've got our new fishing guides that are available. Pick one of those up. Check it out on the website, and you can read through those before you get outdoors, Mick.
And I know for a fact they're all over the truck stops around Devil's Lake, motels and every place around Devil's Lake and other places in between.
Yep, it's out there. Just grab them and take a read through them, Mick.
All righty. Well, let's pick up where we left off on the new regulations on the first Friday of April.
Sounds good to me, Mick.
All righty. Happy spring, and thank you very much, Doug.
You're welcome. Take care, Mick. Have a good weekend.
You bet. I will. North Dakota Game and Fish Department Outreach Biologist Doug Lear on a Friday. Have a safe weekend, everybody. A weekend everybody needs. Stay healthy. This is Farm Talk.